Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, you guys. Well, it was Thanksgiving, and I usually, you know, before I get into what I'm really meant to say, but I add in little stuff before I actually talk about the topic that I need to talk about. It was Thanksgiving Day, so like a lot of you or a lot of people, they're having turkey. Turkey. I guess I didn't follow the norms because I use it as a day to rest. So for me, it was another day. I didn't eat no turkey, so since I eat mostly vegetarian, I eat fish to get a little protein. Now, you know, temporary. I didn't eat nothing but starches. You know, I ate pasta and I ate french fries and I rested because I'm doing something that using my mind to try to advance my aspirations. So it was more of a day of rest. So I look at it that way. But still, happy Thanksgiving. If I didn't go to a Thanksgiving party in a long time, maybe I should. I just, you know, I will, you know. And, you know, but on the other side of the coin, you know, like, you know, if you're alone on Thanksgiving, because I've been alone on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a Christmas talk about it, too. Realize you're not alone. If you have a higher power or something, your higher power is with you. But if you want to be with somebody, there's always places, Christmas dinners, well, Christmas is coming up, Hanukkah's coming up, there's always parties that you can go to. So there's people you can meet if you're alone. But for those who are, you know, like me, I can handle it, you know. When I was younger, I, you know, feeling alienated from where I was at as a young person, I didn't have nobody to be with me on holidays. So it, you know, I felt alienated. But as I got older, I realized that it's just another day, and you know, I have a higher power. I do believe in God. So since I believe in God, God is always with me. I'm not alone. So with that in mind, I can pretty much handle it like any other day if I'm alone. I was not the most popular person, and you know, holidays is to get with families, but that's a norm. And I didn't fit into those norms. I'm very much who I am. I realized that as I got older, but it's okay because I have to still love thyself. So, but for those who really can't handle being alone, there are people who can be with you on the holidays. But if you can handle it and know that you have a higher power, that's the truth. I believe that if I'm alone on holidays, I'm always going to have, I'm never going to be alone because I have my higher power. But the point is, we're you know, there's places to go no matter where you are on the holidays for the most part. But if you are alone, remember to pray and realize there's a higher power with you. Okay, the topic is evil trying to take my dreams away, persecute me. As I said before, I don't like talking about evil topics and things that are negative. I really don't like doing those things. I really prefer, but unfortunately, my karma, what I attract to me, there's a dark side where people around me, in some aspects, have ulterior motives or something. And I don't know these people. That's why I did the Sick and Deranged show, because it just didn't make sense. Maybe these people have mental problems, which they do. Criminal records, they're not, they're on the dark side. They have a dark side. So I don't hang out with people who have a dark side, okay, no matter where they come from. If you have a dark side, meaning they trespass, they violate, they want to take me down, I don't know. It was a reminder because when I was doing these shows, I was attracting these people. And I talked about the allegations that these people said these things that were so crazy. And I don't want to mention it in this show because I said it so many times and I'm trying to be aware because I don't want to obsessively talk about something that is so illegal and so wrong, is you know, that it has been dealt with. So I'm trying to move on. But then again, I may bring it up because the outside, whatever's outside of me that I have no control over, and whatever is said shows that we have to be careful in the society who we deal with. And, you know, no matter where we go, no matter how we want to make it good or whatever, no matter what lifestyle, no matter what economic status, no matter what we look like, no matter where we come from, it doesn't matter. There's, unfortunately, while there's good, there may be evil in some aspect with an evil human being around us. But the point is we need to stay away from the evil. Stay away from evil people. Stay away from bad people. Now, I'm going to point out that when I say all these stuff, I am just a regular person. I am not no priest. I never aspire to be. I am just a spiritual person. And when I was taught, one thing I learned in my background, even though my background was atrocious, I had so many knocks in life. You know, I did not have a normal life. I did not have a good childhood. I did not have all that. But one thing I did learn is to basic common sense in dealing with strangers. You know, as a child, I had to stay away from strangers. But if I come near a stranger, I respect them and say hello. But I don't target a stranger. I don't target anybody who I don't know. Or if I do know them, or I haven't seen them a long time ago, and I haven't seen them in a long time, they're still a stranger, you know, because you haven't seen somebody in decades. So you treat them the same, unless I get, you know, I talk to them, I get to know them directly, I, you know, have a conversation with them directly, I hang out with them, then that's different. They're no longer a stranger. So it's somebody who I hang out with, you know, they can be somebody I talk to, I socialize with, etc. That's just basic common sense. But also I was taught to stay away from evil people, stay away from dream killers, stay away from people who want to take me down. And I was looking at this story, you know, we look at, you know, not only the mass shooting, because the mass shooting is a sign that there's evil on the around us, you know, and to be wary, you know, going to supermarkets and stuff and realize that there are a lot of people out there who have serious mental health issues who have not gotten it taken care of. So we need to be wary about people doing this stuff. But I'm also trying to be careful of who I deal with. Some people, you know, from what I experience, have tendencies to do bad things to people. And I was no exception because one of my thorns in the side was attracting people who want to do something to me for ulterior motives like jealousy, envy, and stuff like that. But I was looking at a story of, you know, they bringing it up in North Carolina. My sister reminded me of it, where somebody was hanging out with people who thought they were friends, and her friends, from what the evidence show, there's a likely cause that they killed her. So I make sure my friends, I don't want to end up a statistic or dead, but you know, or be in some negative situation which could hurt me. So as I said before, and lots of times, I have to hang around positive people and you know, and when I say positive people, people who wants to hang out with me. If they want to hang out with me, then it's a two-way street. That's what I need to do, or be alone, because I can't hang out with evil people, negative people, because negative people will bring negative consequences. If you're negative, if you're a dream killer, if you're a criminal, if you're got some ulterior motive, if you're, you know, some kind of a negative situation, a dark side, I cannot hang out with them, no matter where they come from, okay? But the situation as it is, that story, I had to stop looking at it because it reminded me of my childhood. So I realized it happens a lot with all kinds of, to a lot of people, regardless of where they come from. No matter where you come from, no matter what you look like, no matter what religion you have, people you think your friends are people who you, or people around you who, you know, and then it turned out not to be. So I have to be careful what I do and who I hang out with, because I want to live as long as I can and try to make the best of life. But I, you know, today I was laying in my home and just being real quiet, you know, it's a day off. And then, you know, when I went outside, all the time I hear those comments of negativity, the dark side, what I perceive, sociopathy, mental illness, narcissism, whatever, from somebody I don't know. They're going by my skin color. I don't go by skin color in the society, especially with someone who I don't know. Okay? So my stance is some people in the society go by the way I look. Well, actually, a lot of people do. You know, the society is so superficial and out of touch. And I believe a lot of people go by the way we look, and it's a detriment to society because a lot of people get hurt and ignorance prevails for a long time until the truth comes out. And then when they find out what the truth is, they like, oh, this is such a new, we find out that we have to look at people on the inside, we have to look at people's personalities, and you know, that is really the sad situation. But I don't go by what people say or you know, personally, and what people want me to be. I'm trying to be the best that I can. I'm a creator, and I'm going to do what I want. Long as I ain't hurting people, and long as I need to express myself, then I'm be fine. But I'm not going to ever open the door to somebody who's evil. And I guess the evil that I attracted were through people who have a dark side. Perhaps they hear me on my podcast. They don't like what I say on my podcast about talking about sick deranged. Maybe they are jealous because of my music. That music is that dream. It's that dream that I have. I've done it for a very long time, decades. So they put me down. They said, "Oh, I don't tour enough. Oh, I'm not a good singer. Oh, my songwriting is outdated. I don't own my songs. Oh, they need to take me off. Stop me. Need to take me off the wire as a entertainer. Or my, you know, my dream is over." And I heard it all the time, and I think I've heard it again tonight. So when I hear those things, it's a reminder that the world has evil in it. And to deal with it, I have to stay away and continue with my dream. You know, it's a dream to be positive, you know. I had a bad life, but I also know that I'm very aware to stay away from evil. And you can perceive it in more ways than one. Some people are very good at hiding their evil, you know, or hiding their dark side. Because among us, there's a sociopath. Unfortunately, that is true. Among us, there's somebody who just simply got some ulterior motive. My point is that to the people that don't like me, and this in my the vicinity of where I live or wherever, I don't know them. Okay, I think that it's best, you know, that I have to make sure that I continue to do what I need to do, which is continue to go for my dreams. Now, I told you guys several times not to listen to any allegations from someone else. Don't listen to any false allegations about my music or me. If you hear me online and so on, you go to me directly. Because these people just simply, they hear my song and whatever, the allegations persist because they want to take that dream away. They are too nosy. They don't know how to respect boundaries. Whatever it is that's illegal, that is, they should mind their business. They should not be talking about me. I don't have much. They should look at themselves in the mirror. If they don't have a place to live, to find a place to live. Whatever they don't have or what they accuse me of, the most important thing is I don't talk to them. I don't socialize with them. So they must have some severe mental problem, because if I don't know them and I don't talk to them, I did nothing to them, then something is wrong with the picture when they target me. Now, if it's the African-American who look at my skin color and think they already know me, it is no excuse to target, to do another black-on-black crime or whatever your ulterior motives it is. Like I said before, why most black people don't do that, unfortunately, if you don't know me, I'm a stranger. I look at people like this. They're good and bad in this society. And I look at people's personalities, how they act toward me by the way they treat me, what they say to me. That is a good sign to go by. I mean, it doesn't matter. They could be attractive, whoever I perceive as attractive, or whatever, black, white, or brown, But we don't go by skin color. We should not go by image. We should not go by any of that. But we do it anyway, and it leads us down a wrong path. I mean, don't take away my dream. That is the universal opinion. No matter what age I am, no matter what I look like, I could be fat, skinny, whatever. The truth is there are lots of dreamers, especially living near here in Hollywood and outside of Hollywood or around, all over. There's a lot of people with dreams, all shapes and sizes and ages. So, and limitations or whatever. So when I say that, I don't, they're trying to take my dreams away. Or instead of saying they're talking to celebrities that, or whatever. I don't believe none of that shit. But if it is true, it shows that they have that antisocial behavior, that sociopath behavior, is not going to stop me from going for my dream. So that is the bottom line. And plus, I don't even know this black or white or whoever. I don't know you. I don't know you. So if I don't know you and you target me from a distance, you want to hinder me and you're living near me, something is wrong with this picture. I didn't do anything. I just expressed myself. Something is wrong with that picture. Unless I was a big celebrity, a really, really big celebrity. I'm not. We talk about big celebrities like presidents, and we talk about really, really huge celebrities like Taylor Swift. Or I wish I aspired to that, because she's with BMI. I'm with BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated, professional songwriters. And it's like, wow, I hope I can get a big hit, or Ed Sheeran or whoever. I mean, in that regard, because they're big celebrities. I'm not a big celebrity. So whatever they're worried about, my home or what I'm doing for a living or whatever, it should not be something with common sense they should be talking about. If I'm complaining, which I have complained, or whatever I said to whoever, like if I call the government, if I call the board, if I call the police, whatever is said, they shouldn't be coming over here. If they're concerned about me directly, concerned about me, then the best common sense approach is to contact me directly and see how I'm doing. If they can't do that, then they shouldn't worry about me. The only time you need to worry about me or anybody else if it's a life-threatening or emergency or something like that. So, yeah, be the good Samaritan. If you see a fire, you hear somebody get shot, explosion or natural disaster or like a earthquake or something like that, then, yeah, you know, we help. We'll get involved. But other than that, why are you talking about me? That's what I don't get. But in general, whether I was big or small, tall, fat, skinny, whatever, or big celebrity or not, you should not be trying to take my dreams away. I did not write music to be for fun. I'm not, and I do make a cent, at least a penny or two. So that's technically professional. Well, that is professional, but professional level. But still, don't take my dreams away. It's evil. Don't try to take my dreams away. Don't lie about my music. Okay. I heard I told you about my music. It's copyrighted. It's published. I have a publishing company because of the allegations that people said they used it or whatever. It's Big Lucky Guy Publishing Worldwide. It's also, I got it at L.A. County level officially as a company. So I do own a songwriting publishing company. I'm the head of a songwriting publishing company of songs I own. But whatever I'm doing, whatever I say, whether I'm, in that regard, when you say I should give up on it, even at my age or I should, that is totally, that is wrong. We should not say or try to hinder my dream, whatever the dream is. And I know that they don't like me going to be a lawyer. That is evil. They don't like me to go, they don't want me to go to be an artist. They don't want me to be making music or something. That is evil. That is pure evil. Okay? I have a good disposition with people. I see people. I've saw tons of people who want to be actors and singers, and perhaps they made it. I didn't get in their way. What I did is that I wish that they make it. I hope that they make it. I always say that to people. I saw people all the time in the industry. I have friends in the past who were in the music industry and who are trying to make it. And some of them have made it. They went further than me. And I always told them that they can make it. I hope you make it, and I hope their dreams come true. I saw people become lawyers and doctors, practical. I saw people that I knew get their PhD. I did not get in their way. I did not get in their way. I said, I hope your dreams come true. And if it does, that's good. I don't do things like that. I have a good disposition with people. Unfortunately, the world's not like that. I know other people are not that way. They get jealous. They don't want to see me. Same thing. I have people in my neighborhood who are concerned about me. They should not be concerned about me. I'm an entertainer. I express myself. They should not be concerned about what job I have or whatever, because that's crazy. We don't talk about strangers. We don't know. It has to be something extreme. With emergency life-threatening, then we can get involved. I mean, the point is you should mind your business. The other thing is that if you're going to lie about my music or try to hinder my aspirations to be in the music industry, you're plain evil. And I can back it up in a legal situation because I own the entire catalog. So if you say that I don't own my songs, that is a bull-faced lie. If you say I'm making music for a hobby, that is a bull-faced lie. If you say that anything that's negative, and I don't know you. I did nothing to you. I don't. I never met you. Something is wrong with you mentally. You got a mental illness. We don't go up to strangers who we don't know and target them for no apparent reason. And don't make up stories that I did something to you, okay? Don't make up stories. If you say something crazy like, I put them on the street, or I said something sarcastic, that is crazy and deranged and a delusion. That is a lie. It is no excuse. If you don't like my political beliefs or your bigotry, that is no excuse. That is your evil. And bigots are evil, ain't they? It's no excuse to target me for bigotry. It is no excuse to target me for black-on-black crime. It is no excuse to target me for anything that's not sensible. If you're worried about me or my music or whatever, you should not be. If you're concerned about me directly or anything, then you contact me directly. Contact me directly about my music. I mean, I would like the music executive to contact me because that's what I'm aspiring to. But I also have to have ambitions to be, you know, I haven't seen my dream. My dream hasn't happened when I was younger. Because I was, you know, I've been a songwriter for a very long time. Do you know I've been with Broadcast Music Incorporated and with ASCAP? I've been with them for decades writing songs. I got 375 songs. I think it's 374 songs. Let me see. 374 songs, I think. So I've written a lot of songs, officially. The truth is I've written thousands of songs with bands and so on. I like all kinds of people. So don't, when I say these things, don't make up stories. I'm pertaining to those few people who can't stop measuring me or targeting me, and I don't know them. If I do know you, if I do know them, that's what I'm saying. If I do know them, when I say I do know you, it's like somebody who I hung out with, or maybe I haven't seen you in a long time, but still, if I haven't seen you in a long time, you're like a stranger. You know, I haven't seen you in a long time. You should not be saying anything. Now, somebody that I do know, maybe a neighbor that, you know, well, that's an acquaintance, but still, mind your business. If you have any goodness in you, you should try to just deal with your own issues, let me be, and then there'll be peace and calm. That's the only thing. Go for your dreams, because I ain't going to take away your dreams, and then you'll be fine. When I say those things, when I say black on black crime, I'm not talking about the whole, I'm black, okay? I'm not talking about the whole race. I'm talking about just a few people. It does happen, regardless of race. But what my political affiliation shouldn't matter. I mean, I'm living in a liberal area. Look who's elected. Look at everybody who's elected. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm colorblind. I like all kinds of people. I told you guys I was very progressive. My political preference is I'm kind of like, I think like Obama or Bill Clinton. I think like Obama, because Obama is a huge star. Actually, I admire Obama a lot, but there are other people who I admire in one way. Then I admire John Lennon in music because of with the Beatles, the changes, how they make their songs, you know, they really change music. Or I admire Jimi Hendrix, how he changed the guitar. Or I admire lots of musicians inspire me, you know. I like Prince because Prince was innovative. Or I like rock and roll groups, you know. I like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, because they talk about sad and meaningful stuff. So I like a lot of musicians. So it's in my music. I'm colorblind. I like all kinds of people. I mean, I really do. But even though I'm a Democrat, I mean, I'm progressive. I think like Bill Clinton, Obama. I'm in that. If you said neoliberal, I'm very liberal. But I'm open to all people of all beliefs and all affiliations. As long as they let me live and I let them live, then there's no problem. So if they think differently than me, then I say, okay, we can live together, just respect one another. Okay? But I don't want no targeting, no religious fanaticism or whatever. I don't need it, okay? So that's how I am. So don't try to take my dreams away and persecute me because you have some issues with me. You don't like who I hang out with or whatever. That is not sensible. Something wrong with you mentally. I mean, you can't tell me who to hang out with or who what to do. Don't mind your business, please. I wrote thousands of songs. You know, that's my dream. But I also know if I'm going to be in the music industry, I have to be open to all people, black, white, and brown. I have to be colorblind. But I also have to be sensible to tell the truth of what the world is. I personally don't think the world is as open to different philosophies and different people. I think we're going to get there. I think people are still shallow and superficial, and I hope that we can change. But on a smaller level, to those who want to take my dreams away in music or education or whatever, they need to stop. If you continue to do so, you're evil. You got a mental problem. It's not me, it's you. If you're going to want, if you're telling people and celebrities or saying things that are crazy to hinder my potential, you're evil. It is you, not me. You got a problem. I should not be addressing this anymore because I'm going to end it, but I'm a good human being. Most people are good human beings, and they don't go around trying to take someone else's dream away. They don't go to hinder my potential, okay? Don't hinder my potential because I don't have time to hinder yours, and I cannot take someone's dream away if they have talent. Yes, natural human faculties. People get envious. People get jealous. People wish they had this. Yes, that is a natural occurrence, but we don't act out on our jealousy. We don't act out on our jealousy. If you're jealous, and I have nothing to be jealous about, absolutely not. Look where I'm at. You know, like, I'm just aspiring, you know. Don't do anything or say anything to try to take my dreams away. You got to be evil. Something wrong with you. It is not me, it's you. So look in the mirror and move on. If you're from the past or worrying about me, and it's a long time ago or whatever, move on. You're an adult. You should know you're an adult. You're not children. You're not a child, okay? You should not act like children. Children can be cruel to each other, which I learned when I was young. But, you know, children, you know, that's a temporary phase, and children are taught to respect other children or whatever, but children can be cruel, but they grow out of it. We're not adolescents and we're not little children, okay, at a phase where they don't understand. And so, you know, we can't act like that. We can't be cruel to other adults. Unfortunately, there are people who have not grown out of that situation and become really cruel, and they turn out to be evil human beings. They commit some of the most heinous crimes. So, and what happened with these mass killings and shootings, they need to pass a gun law, federal law, to do background check to make sure that people who have severe mental problems or felons should not have guns. So, you know, that's really evil. But still, don't take my dream away. It's evil. If you have a problem with me, with my music, if you have a problem with me and I don't know you, or you haven't talked to me, you got some mental problem, take your mental problem to a psychiatrist, take your problems to somewhere else. Because I'm going to continue to try to make my dreams come true. I'm going to be good to people regardless of where they come from. We progressed a lot in this world. You know, I'm glad the 60s came because I'm glad Dr. King came, but now we got to the point where we're getting there. Things are going to change. People's dreams are coming true. I'm glad to see Karen Bass become mayor because we had the first woman and first black mayor. I do believe there's going to be a woman president, and I do believe there's going to be more minorities who get in higher positions. House Speaker is definitely going to be the first black House Speaker is going to happen. Or hopefully I hope to see the first Jewish president. I hope to see it's going to be a Hispanic president. It's going to be good. But we shouldn't go by race. We should go by personalities, whether they have the abilities, and these people do. What I'm trying to say is that people, regardless of where they come from, their dreams are coming true. But for someone like me, I have so many hardships and stuff, and I still believe that my dreams can come true, and I have to take action and take risks sometimes, no matter what my age and where I'm at and what time it is, to still believe that it can come true. And when I hear somebody say, I don't want to hear no negativity about my age, my size, my songs. Don't lie. Don't make up lies that I don't own my songs. Don't make up lies that I signed away. Don't talk about, don't do evil things to me because you don't like my political affiliation. Don't do evil things to me because you're a bigot. I mean, that's evil. So take your evil deeds somewhere else. And stop, because you cannot, don't take my dreams away. Don't try to persecute me, because you're only hurting yourself. Because I'm going to continue to go for my dreams. I'm going to continue to be a good person, and that is the way to be. And I will prevail, because I know what's right and what is wrong. What I'm saying is right, and what an evildoer does is wrong. And trying to take my dreams away is wrong. It's evil. Good day, good night from Death Knight.